Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank that like button to help this video reach a wider audience. But before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the free C Genesis eBook. This is a 19-page ebook about basic financial literacy, increasing productivity and achieving your financial goals. It's only 10 bucks. If you're not interested in a book about financial literacy, you can also visit this creator's YouTube channel. It's called Free C God, where he has scantily clad videos of attractive ladies, there to keep you entertained. Subscribe to his channel if you like them mommy milkers. Both sponsor links are down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, this Canadian woman is accused of racism after witnessing Indians defecating in poop holes on an Ontario beach and beside her property. Objective reality is now racism. It's not like this didn't happen before. For the past year, cops have been ticketing Indians who defecate on those beaches. Yes, it's true. Despite Indians making up 17.5% of the world's population, they're responsible for 50% of the world's pooping in the streets. A 2011 UNICEF study put India at the top of open defecation. How dare Canadians not embrace their culture? Moving on is my favorite burn in this video. Kathy Griffin says that Trump will take women's rights to have an abortion away while Harris won't. Andrew Tate then asks her why she cares, as her eggs dried up decades ago. Here is Kathy's actual reaction when she said that. The reason she cares is because she's virtue signaling, and the last thing she was expecting was someone to shoot her down like that. Number three, remember that cervical cancer is the fourth most common cancer among those with a cervix, people otherwise called women. But that would be insulting to all the men out there with cervixes. I'm going to go on a limb here and say that only those with testicles can get testicular cancer. In other news, skin cancer is common among those with skin. I think this is just about pushing propaganda, and the so-called experts don't really care about those with cervixes. Up next, most guys screw up their first relationship and many more because they think that women love them unconditionally, the way that their mothers do. Eventually, they realize that women only love men for what we can do for them, and not for who we are unless they are our mother. Unconditional love is like Santa Claus for fully grown men. The sooner you realize he isn't real, the sooner you can stop obsessing over the ladies. Number five, here's the difference between J.D. Vance early in his career and Kamala Harris in hers. Wow, that looks like a lot of rug burn. People have said that it's a good thing that the two of them won't have a debate now that Kamala is the main one on the presidential ticket. Trump is going to mop the floor with her, the way Bill Clinton did with good old Bob Dole. If you're wondering what Kamala's first job was, it was sitting on Willie Brown's staff, and I'm not talking about HR. Moving on, remember that when the Trump campaign, critics said that Putin interfered to help him win the election in 2016. Well, the Chinese government is helping the Democrats, and no one seems to care that a New York Times journalist called Trump supporters enemies of the state, and she was a Chinese Communist Party operative. Where is the outcry from the left or the right? In Canada, elected officials in our parliament are working for the Chinese government, and Justin Skippy Trudeau won't tell us who they are. Number 7, Bloy met a hot girl who was half Japanese and half Filipino, and he thinks he ruined things by constantly calling her a jalapeno, or jalajapino. Then years later, he provides an update that they're married. My condolences, sir. I bet the reason he stayed with her for so long is because she was hot and spicy. Now she's just a jalapeno on a stick. I think it would have been better if we'd originally called her a Japolino. Up next, here's one of the female agents that was supposed to be guarding Trump. But what was she doing here? Was she posing for the gram to make it look like she was doing something important? How about playing it safe and ducking like a coward? She could also have been queefing from all the danger and excitement. I'm really surprised those DEI Secret Service agents didn't discharge their boomsticks in a panic. Number 9, the American Medical Association claims that taxpayers should fund $300,000 uterus transplants to help trans women get pregnant. Wouldn't it just be more cost-effective to pay women the same amount to have two children? How about we develop artificial wombs, because why would any sane person want to go through the pain of pregnancy? Oh, that's right. So a trans woman can brag that she knows what it feels like to menstruate and give birth. So she's a victim too. Moving on, someone says that this picture of Katy Perry must have been edited. But no, it's real, and she looks like she hit the wall where wearing a jetpack. She also looks like she's snarling at us for some reason. Maybe she had a partial stroke or something. On the bright side, at least she got married and has children, so so she won't die alone with cats, unlike Taylor Grift. Number 11, this woman claims that she was virtually groped on the Meta VR platform Metaverse. But who was she groped by? Maybe Pac-Man. Seth then says mockingly that he was teabagged in Halo. When men stop interacting with women in real life, they'll just apply the same offenses in the virtual world. Virtual grape will probably land you in jail as long as the real behavior. Up next, Lazy tells men that we should vent to women. Armando doesn't even have to say anything. All he has to do is put up a picture of one of those deep water fish that uses light to attract its prey. Remember that women want to know how you feel. They don't want you to be emotional with them. Women use your emotional vulnerabilities against you when the two of you have an argument. Besides, any real weakness in a man turns women's shrimp taco as dry as the desert. Number 13, this woman kisses a defendant at his trial, who attempted to end her with 5 boomstick shots. She says that she forgave her boyfriend here and that she was the one that provoked her. He'll serve a 7-year sentence out in the semi-open, whatever the hell that's supposed to mean. He probably missed her with every bullet except for one. He hit her in the G-spots. Women love danger and love and feeling both things at the same time. Moving on, this woman is in a very toxic relationship. Has one African and another one on the way, as she's 20 weeks pregnant. But she's looking to share her life with a new man that loves Jesus as much as she does. And she also loves to go fishing, hunting, and work out. But mostly fishing. Yeah, she's fishing for a simp, alright. Little Aiden is really poor bait, though. This woman is the perfect definition of the modern trad thoughts. Number 15, Bad Babby, reveals that she made over $57 million net from doing Lonely Fools over the last 3 years. That's a lot of married sims sending their simp bucks. All that money and she'll probably still end up broke somehow. For future reference, when someone asks me how much it takes to sell my soul, I'll know the exact amount now. Thank you, Babby. Women have also figured out how to objectify themselves and scale their sexuality up to insane financial heights. Up next is Dee, and she says that the one thing that's shocking about getting older is the rate at which women get sexier, while the men are not. That the men are becoming undesirable after the age of 30. And men trick women into having a biological clock. Keep dreaming, honey. Women are the ones that have a reproductive expiry date and get baby rabies in their mid to late 30s. This is cope from a cooch and nothing more. If this is true, why do successful and good-looking men in their 40s still get 20-somethings? Number 17, this woman says she's a surrogate and the parents backed out 8 months in. I guess she can always put her baby up for adoption with a nice gay couple and see how quickly the biological parents come back to claim that kid. Unless, of course, the people that hired her are a couple of gay men and she's carrying a girl for them. But I think the kid is hers, and this is just her way to save face and for people to feel sorry for her and send her money. Moving on, former Soprano star Drea Di Matteo reveals that her 13-year-old son edits her Lonely Fools photos for her. But isn't it illegal for minors to look at that sort of content, even if it's their own mama? Where's CPS when you need it? The kid's father could easily get full custody instead of her continuing to cuck their son. This isn't happening in America anymore. We need to change the name to Y-America, like Weimar Germany. I say lock her up and take her OF money as the proceeds of crime. Number 19, Which Way America? Jack Black literally looks like a clown, and Hulk Hogan looks like Camacho from Idiocracy. This is just the illusion of choice. But politicians have hired famous people since the 1920s to manipulate the masses into voting for them. Read up about Edward Bernays, and you'll see what I'm talking about. But if I was forced to pick one of them, it would definitely be the Hulk. Up next, CrowdStrike just faced a crash in their computer system and cost Delta Airlines $500 million. It looks like the DEI hires didn't sandbox the operating system and test it before they made it public. Their engineers at CrowdSource are better than qualified. They're diverse. Computer crashes like this are worse than Y2K, and this is going to happen more and more as diversity hires continue to increase. Number 21, what the hell is going on here? Why is Discount Wolverine nostalgic for Kitty Pride? With the level of depression Elliot is about to face after the last season of Umbrella Academy ends and not being able to find work after that, I wonder what the Vegas odds are of Elliot ending himself in the next 5 to 10 years. If you want to see this meme done right, then go watch the film Predestination. Moving on, Nandy says that 80% of single guys are no longer interested in dating. We aren't even trying. Why would we when women only want the top 20% of dudes out there? What she's really complaining about is that 80% of men refuse to give her attention, get put in the friend zone, and be used as disposable emotional tampons. Why bother trying when today's women are awful and narcissistic? What's wrong, ladies? I thought you were strong and independent and didn't need no man. Number 23 A-Bike here says that she knows a guy that just paid a girl's rent within 2 hours of talking to her because he's interested in her, and she says that right there is husband material. No, right there is a sucker and a simp. Give them nothing. Don't talk to them. Don't give them attention or money. Starve them of both, gentlemen. Does her name A-Bike mean that she's the village bike that's been ridden by everyone? Up next, back in the good old days at JCPenney, they used to have picture-perfect moments made easy. But it looks like something is missing with the family in the top, and I'm not sure what that might be. Oh, that's right. Where's Tyrone? This has to be an old poster because if they put something like this out today, they would be called racist. Many will call this truth in advertising, and I don't see how it's a lie. Almost there, JCPenney. If one of those white girls was a African, then it would have been perfect. Number 25 and the last one, someone asks, what do you notice about the average American woman? That they're all smiling because they know they're not average. They look more like the average Danish woman. American women are twice that size from eating too many Danish pastries. In another 5 years, this will be what the average American woman looks like, with 100 bonus pounds added to that frame. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.